I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Check. All right. Check mic 1-2. Right. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, as we always do. We want to welcome all you guys to the show that is different than any other show out there, because this is the only show telling you guys out there that you are the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint. And what we talk about today is 100% in-house. We come up with every idea, every thought that we do here on the show. So first, I want to welcome you guys. Also want to welcome all the guys that are new. If you are brand new, I ask all you guys, if you're listening right now, listening later, make sure you come on in. Go ahead and like, subscribe, get that notification button, and holla at your boy. We appreciate all that stuff, man. Also, what we want to say to all you guys that are listening to the show, that is very important that you guys, if you actually want to be a student of the game, and this is something that we are only telling y'all. There is nobody else on YouTube telling you to do this right here. And that is to go and get in your car. Go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart and get a 100-piece puzzle set. We are the only ones on YouTube telling you why to do it, because this is going to be the process that a man has got to take to be able to know who he is to himself. By throwing the box away, dumping the puzzle pieces on, and putting it together. This is the only way you're going to be able to do it, and I want to let y'all guys know that. Also out there, I just want to say to the guys, I want to give a special shout-out, because I guess they broke a record, did a show earlier today, so I guess I got to give a new shout-out to the new record breakers up there on 286 today. They broke the record, so I just want to give those guys a shout-out and say what's up to you. Give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. All you guys, y'all did a great job earlier today. I'm very proud of you guys. Also, I want to say hello to the ladies. The ladies, are you listening? You're out there. You know who you are. What's up, girl? What's up, ladies? I love saying hello to the ladies. But also, guys, before we even start this, I want to show y'all some game real quick. I want to show y'all how shit works. Look at this right here. Look at right this here, man. What kind of arrogance is this? What are you up to other than thinking about me? How did you know? Damn, do you really read minds? Yeah. We're always on the same page. You sound extra fine on the phone. Had to take a break and regroup when you have motherfucking game, guys. That's the arrogance of the game, man. When you have game, you can talk that shit to these women because these women love when you talk that yickety-yak to them. And we're going to be chopping it up. But, guys, I ask all my dogs, everybody in here that's listening, please, if you have a chance, you have a question, please call in to 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. Also, last but not least, before we get into the show, I ask all the guys out there, please take a moment and take notes. If you have any questions, gentlemen, just put a Q in there. We will answer all questions. If you're texting somebody and you're really close to getting some ass and you're off, just put a T in there. Let us know the texting situation or call in. This is what we're about. We're here to spit yak. We're here to show you the game from the top of our foreheads, and we're here to show you guys that there is more to you than what you even know. Matter of fact, there's more to you with women. Women don't even know how what's going on with you. So we want to talk about that. So now we got all that out of the way, guys. I welcome you all. Let's talk about this. You know, today's show, we're going to be talking about the commitment that you have to yourself, man. If you want to win in this game, you're going to have commitment. There's got to be something. See, the thing about a lot of guys in here, they always ask these questions. How do I get women? How do I get women to do this? How do I get women to do that? How can I get a woman to do this? How can I get a woman to that? And they never say, how can I fucking learn how to commit to myself? How do I commit to myself? Guys, it's a beautiful thing when you have these beautiful women hitting you up. It's a beautiful thing when you have these women thinking about you. And you can have it all, gentlemen. You can have it all. And we're going to talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to discuss today. See, I always try to tell you, you are the only one of your kind. And I always say to each and every one of you, I know it's hard to accept that you are not like everybody else on this planet. And how you got here is how you got here. And unfortunately for so many of you guys out here, mom and dad have fucked you over. And I'm not saying be mad at your mom and dad, because the only thing they were doing was out of love, but they fucked you over. They gave you nothing but failed stories. The churches sometimes has fucked some of you over because they gave you nothing but failed stories sometimes. But I'm not into this religion thing. Y'all are, but I'm not here to knock you. I'm just saying the world has given you failed stories because you have been taught to do everything but the right thing, and that is work on yourself, gentlemen. Most of you guys actually think that you're working on yourself when you read a book. And listen. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right here. This book ain't going to mean shit. This book ain't going to mean shit to you. Because most of you guys are not committing to yourself first. And as I always tell all you guys out there, that to understand your core is very simple. If you understand your numbers, if you understand your alphabet, then you will understand what it means to be you at your core. That is the closest thing that I can explain to you what is at your core. But also what is also at your core is how you build relationships to your specifications. So many women out here, the majority of women out here, they have no idea the power and the worth that you have, because all their life they've been dealing with surface-dwelling males that have not had any idea what to do with a woman, how to do with a woman, or anything. So let's get it right. You knew in elementary school you had to learn numbers You had to learn your alphabet in order to pass to the next grade. So your back was against the wall, and guess what? As a young kid, you burned all the ships and you burned all the bridges. And what you did as a youngster is that you actually, for the first time, because you guys think that you never did it, and I'm telling you that you have, for the first time, you guys out here, you committed to yourself. See, the thing that I'm trying to explain to you, what separates us from everybody else, is that so many people out here constantly complain about not getting something. They will complain that they're not getting enough sex. They will complain that they're not getting enough women. They will complain that everything that's going wrong in their life is not, you know, even they complain about achieving goals. And I'm telling you, stop trying to reach goals as men. But they even complain about their goals. They even complain about their goals. They complain about all the obstacles and the problems. But then what happens is in December 31st, 11:59, 59 seconds, the ball drops, in 50 seconds. And what they do is they commit not to themselves, gentlemen. But even women make this also mistake. But the one thing that these guys commit to is not to themselves. And this is going to shock you guys. But the commitment that most people have is to the one thing that is always going to destroy you. The commitment is to this guy. Every year you commit to telling him that I am going to live in theater number one. I am going to live in a theater where everything is wrong with me, and I'm going to commit to staying there. I'm not going to commit to leaving that place or that space. I'm going to commit to do everything I can to stay complacent, to stay exactly where I'm at. But let me answer this question real quick as we continue. As Dog said, how do you never get in the friend zone? How do you never get in the friend zone? I have a good understanding, but I thought I would ask for a better understanding. Well, the reason why I don't get into the friend zone is because I'm not friends with women. I don't have women friends, so how can I be in a friend zone to something I don't even do? I don't have any fucking, I got guy friends. I don't have any women friends. The fuck would I have that for? What can a woman give me as far as a friendship? What? Let me guess. Calling me and asking me how my day is? Talking to me about other guys? Telling me who the fuck she's going to date and what dick she's sucking? I mean, what the fuck do I want to be friends with for? I'm sorry. I will never be friends with the food. Now I'll let these women know. I ain't your motherfucking friend. No, I'm not. What I'm saying to you is the reason why you fall in the friend zone is because you actually friend zone yourself. You don't friend zone the woman. You show the woman why you are her best friend, because all you do is beat around the bush, lie, manipulate, deceive, and waste both of y'all's time. Both of your times. You don't get in the friend zone, because let me tell you something. Either you're down or you're not. I'm not here to be your fucking friend. But as Dog, let me kind of retract a little bit. Now, after we get done fucking, after we get done fucking, we can talk about anything you want. We can watch the Lifetime channel. We can watch the Weed channel. You can tell me about all your aspirations and your fucking goals. We can sit back and chop it up. But why would I want to hang out with you when you're bullshitting and you think I'm weak? Man, motherfuckers don't like that shit. Mad Street, you've already lost. You've already lost. Because listen to what you're saying. What are the three? So once you reach those three, you're just going to quit and stop doing. A man does not work on three. I guess I can kind of give you a number of that. I'll give you a starting point. Let me give you a starting point number of what you should be working on. I'll just give you a starting point just to start off, okay? So to start off, start off point. All right, so to start off, you got to get with your construction worker. That's one. Your detective, two. Your studio, three. Film room, four. Guide, five. Your board of directors, six. Warrior, seven. Gym, eight. Nine is your imagination. 10 is your culinary school. 12, library. 13, Senate. 14, scribe. 15, amusement park. 16, motherfucking marketing team. 17, Alibaba Fall. So that's 17 things. So, yeah, that's just minimum, man. That's just minimum. So you working on three, you ain't really doing shit. Because what you have done is you have set a goal for yourself that is going to stop you from growing, because you're saying to yourself is that, you know what? Once I do these three things, I'm done. But this is the problem with you guys. The commitment that you have is not to yourself. The commitment that you have is to being lazy. The commitment that you have is wasting time. The commitment that you have is full of excuses. The commitment that you have is listening to YouTubers tell you how to be and how to think. Then you commit to being in cults. You commit to running behind shit. You commit to being her friend. You commit to asking her dumbass questions. You commit to interviewing her. You commit to beating around the bush. You commit to walking on eggshells. So you are committing to something, but you're not committing to the right things, gentlemen. Because the individuals out there, if they just stop fucking complaining, committing themselves to women, things would change. Their reality would change. The game would change for them when they begin to commit to themselves more than committing to ways to make excuses, ways not to win, ways to be upset, mad, and depressed. Doesn't work that way. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Fuck. I have everything turned over this way. Shit. They know they're talking to me. I got the camera all over here. I'm sorry. Camera's wrong. My bad. But see, people don't know how to commit to themselves. And here's the problem. The problem is so many of you guys, for the rest of your lives, will never fully commit to anything meaningful and worthwhile. Because the man in the mirror that you see is not meaningful or worthwhile to you. Your commitment is to the pussy. Your commitment is to the woman. Your commitment is to sex. Your commitment is to cheating the game. Your commitment is not to you. And when I'm talking about being committed, gentlemen, I'm just talking about, gentlemen, just being interested in you enough to learn you. I always say to all you guys out here, please read all the books you want to read, but no book is greater than the book of you, the one that only you can create. But see, nobody's ever told you that. See, all your life, this is where you've been going wrong. Everybody's been telling you, read my book, read my book, read my book. And yes, you do read their books. But are you actually learning anything, or are you learning somebody else's thought? You see, I would say read books. And I'm even talking about my book. I'm talking about mine too. I want to be honest, even my book. I'm not going to separate my book from anything. We're in the same boat. But the difference that I'm telling you is that if we can get you to create your book on you, that, my friends, will be your foundation. And then from your foundation, you can grab wisdom from other people. and pick and choose the fruit that you want to grab off the wisdom tree and bite that shit and learn things. But first, you must learn yourself by what? Committing to yourself. See, the problem is for so many of you guys, you got a question, put a cue, call in, y'all got you. We got you. The biggest problem that we are having today is that you guys just are not interested in yourself, to commit to yourself. You don't see all the possibilities that you have, that you can create and be. Because all your attention, unfortunately, is you're focused on the world. You're focused on women. But what if you can control the world and have the women? You can have that when you commit to yourself. Because you, at that point, you're focusing your attention on yourself. And you're not trying to be anything else but who you are to yourself. But people don't want you to know that. People don't want you to understand that. Because, see, the thing that the world doesn't want you to do, nobody wants you to do, gentlemen. Nobody. The world. Nobody wants you to understand that you're not supposed to be free. You're not supposed to think. Even your parents screwed you over. They didn't even know that. No one wants you to be a free thinker. Let's get to this question real quick. Oops, I'm sorry. Can you please explain all 17 managing with you? I understand a lot to me. Well, get some coaching or go back and listen. It's just too many. We're not talking about that today. I talk about this all the time. But if you need more depth, we can sit and coach and we can talk about that, sir, okay? Appreciate the question. But as I say to you guys, what separates us for everybody is that, see, the beautiful thing that I learned when I was 9, even though I could talk to women and even though I was, I could talk to them, but I was also a little nervous because when they started unbuttoning my shirt or I was, with my sister's slumber parties when the older girls were kissing on me and stuff like that. I really actually thought I was doing something, but I didn't realize what I was doing until I became a student of the game and I realized that the game will never be about women. See, the thing that what you guys do and y'all don't realize that you're doing is that when you commit to something, you actually don't commit to it. You commit to the lie of it and think that you're actually committing yourself to it, and you're not. See, what I learned and what I'm trying to teach you, and most people are not trying to teach you this, is that when you make an important decision and a commitment to yourself, a law, a rule, a code, and you set a standard, you burn bridges on the back end. But on the front end, you begin to clear and pave a pathway towards desired destination. And the desired destination is the one thing that draws the woman in, because the desired destination is not the woman. The desired destination is to know you as you grow. And as you evolve as a man, you see what I'm saying? But in order to get there, this is where the puzzle pieces come in. And this is why I tell you to get the puzzle pieces, because it will help you along the way. Show you what dedication means, what discipline is, what patience is, what determination to do whatever it takes, despite the difficulties of the training wheels being off, despite you not being able to look at the box, is going to be a difficult thing because you, all your life, you have been trained to look at the box to put the puzzle together versus try to figure it out yourself. And the world doesn't want you to do that. The world doesn't want you to see that. So what the world does is it does everything it can to make your life think that it's difficult, to make you feel that there are discomfort in what you do and inconveniences that you experience along your way in the journey. But most of you guys don't even understand the journey because you think the journey is women. You think the journey is sex. And the commitment is all about being proactive and never, ever backing down, running away, and covering up no matter what comes your way. The world is going to throw everything at you. And it's going to beat you up sometimes. It's going to knock you down sometimes. It's going to make you feel something. But what if that makes you feel a passion, drive, and desire to be better than what you are? You see, gentlemen, when you commit to something, it is a pride and it is a passion that you have for yourself. And that's why I always tell you to commit not only to yourself, but most of you don't even commit to your scribe. You don't even talk to yourself about yourself using your scribe, trying to come up with an understanding of who you are and what you want to commit to by just writing it down, but not writing it down to take a note. Talking to yourself and saying, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to touch a woman. This is what I want to do to myself. This is what I want and how I want to move. And you begin to commit to yourself by talking to yourself and discussing to yourself what it is I want to do. Why do I want to do it? What kind of commitment is it going to take to get what I want? But see, most of y'all guys don't see game. You just want it to just come at you. But yet you do not commit to yourself. You do not write ways to go in and talk to women. You don't write ways to text a woman. You don't write ways to make a woman smile, make a woman blush, make a woman think, and make a woman react. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't help you when you are not committed to the world that you are creating. You are creating the world. And everything you're creating is not outside of you. It is not your clothes. It's not your muscles. It's not your fucking shoes or your watch or your fucking car or your corner office or your degrees. It is not any of that stuff. Those stuff and all that shit just doesn't matter to a man. It does not matter. Because those things cannot overcome your doubts that you have when you have doubts, when you're on your journey, when you see something that you believe you cannot get. You cannot get. You begin to doubt yourself. Thank you, 56 likes. You begin to doubt yourself. It's something when a man commits to himself and when a man makes a decision to commit to himself. Because when you commit to yourself, you don't commit to whatever it is you're doing. You commit to moving on what it is you're doing. With one mind, one thought, one way. One mind, one thought, one way. My way. And through that, you will see the ability to spot opportunity. As I told you before, when you talk to a woman and you begin to close and listen to her smile, listen to her blush, listen to her, it is going to change everything up because it is going to show you how to move on that woman. Because at that point, you're not trying to get the woman in bed. You're trying to show the woman why she should bed you. Because your mind, gentlemen, your mind that you don't do to understand is that it's not just one pathway that you're looking at, gentlemen. There are a million pathways, a million possibilities that you have. And either you're going to make this kind of stuff work or you're just going to quit on it. Either you're going to make it work or you're going to quit on it. See, gentlemen, when you are committed to yourself, we don't fail. How can I fail when I'm the desired outcome? How can I fail when I see a woman and I go up to her and put my bid in? How do I fail? Because she said no? No, that's not failing. I don't fail. We don't fail when we do that. Because I win because I have already created what it is I want to do, and I just do it. And I don't give a fuck about the what happens. because I'm always taking chances, gentlemen. I'm always taking chances on myself. And what I'm saying to you guys out here, recognize her smiles. You have, when is the last time you have committed to learning how a woman smiles? That's how deep this shit is. Learning movement, learning thought. When is the last time you did that? One cannot do that when one is only thinking about what's between her legs. Because it's between her legs, that's the goal, and that's the problem. The goal should not be between her legs. The commitment is about things that go beyond a goal. Because a woman can smell out an individual that is making everything about a goal versus a commitment. And the commitment is not committing to you in a relationship. So I don't want you guys to assume that I'm telling you that you have to commit to a relationship. No, absolutely. You must commit to yourself to create new habits. You must commit to yourself to create new skills. You must make really, truly small commitments to yourselves every day. Okay? You must commit to yourself. I remember when I was young, I committed to my mouthpiece. I committed to sex. I committed to sexuality. I committed to expanding my realm. I committed to learning people. I committed to all these things because I knew, well, I didn't know, but that was what I had to commit to, because I knew eventually all this shit is going to play. It's going to have a play somewhere along the way. So I'm already set in that. I was never committed to somebody else. I was never committed to a cult. I was never told to be like somebody else, to think like somebody else, or to use words to hold me down. And that's the same thing that's going on with a lot of you guys. Y'all are holding yourselves down, okay? Wait a second. Let me see. A is saying a question right here. Let me get to you, A. Let me see your question. A is saying, at the beginning of the show, you said your mom and dad were wrong. Can you talk about detaching from your family thoughts and limited beliefs without being part of the drama and the hate? There is no drama and hate, because let me tell you something. You love your parents. I will never pin you against your parents. That is not my job. But I will tell you this much. If they don't respect you as a man, fuck them. That's right. I said it. Your parents are only handed down stories from their parents that are handed down stories from their parents. And all they're doing is they're regurgitating information that is actually holding you back from you. They are trying, and listen, they do it out of love, but the churches and marketing and media, they don't do that shit out of love. They do that shit out of control. See, it's two different things. See, you're getting pulled in two different ways. You got marketing, media, and church pulling you one way. You got mom and dad pulling you another way. And yet you're confused as fuck because everybody's trying to tell you what to be versus being yourself. One must detach from all things to be free. Once you are free, it is at that point you can start bringing things back in, but they must come back in at your rules, your laws, and your codes, young man. Do you see what I'm saying? You must detach from the bullshit. Let me tell you something. Your mom has no right to fucking come over your house unannounced, nor does your parents. Your mom has no right to walk in your house and tell you how to change the drapes and all that other stuff. Your mom doesn't have that right. And I'm not saying not love your mom, but your mom has no right to tell you who to date, who to see, and who to be with. And if your mom dangles her love, saying that if you mess with that green bitch or that blue bitch, that means I'm going to take my love away from you, then you say, fuck you, mom, take it. So many of you guys are so worried about your parents losing their love, and through their love, they're telling you how to live your life, I mean, you got even in like Saudi Arabia, countries like that, where arranged marriages and shit. Do you know how many, man, these foreign women, man, because, you know, mess with a lot of foreign women, they are so afraid of their parents. They're so afraid to lose family. So what they do is they are like sheep. They're like sheep. They try to fight for their parents' love by doing what their fucking parents tell them to do. And every day they're losing a little bit of themselves. Every day. I'm not telling you to fight with your parents. I'm not telling you to fight with the church or the media or anything. I'm saying, when are you going to free yourself and think for yourself and realize that even though your parents love you, they might not be right all the time, because they're force feeding you what they want you to be versus you force feeding yourself, which you should be to yourself. Bring this in. I had a mutual breakup that ended on great terms because the distance of my lifestyle didn't match hers at the moment. She wants to be friends in the future, so it didn't. Fuck no. Fuck. Look. All right, here we go. Let me tell you something. If you want to be friends with me, I'll be your friend. It's just when I come in town, you're going to suck my dick and we're going to fuck. And if I'm in town, no matter what you're doing, you break free of him or whatever you're doing, and I'm in town, you meet me at the hotel, we fuck a little bit, and you go about your way. That's our friendship. Think for 1 second you can call me and ask me what the fuck I'm doing, because I don't want to know what the fuck you're doing, so do not ask me. So if you want to be my friend, when I'm in town, I'll call you. And I don't care what your situation is, you let me know when you can break free, we meet at the hotel, we fuck a little bit, chill a little bit, and then we see you on. That's our friendship. That's our friendship. And I know that sounds fucked up, but Don, why the fuck am I going to be friends? Why would you go backwards? Why would you go backwards with someone you were already fucking to be friends? Fuck no. Listen, we can be friends. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, what's up? I'm coming into town. I'll be in town for a couple of days. Let's go ahead and get a spot. Let's meet up. Let's fuck. Let's hang out and chill. And then go about your way. Let's be friends. And ladies, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. That's why men get this shit. And most of these weak motherfuckers, hey, Patty, I'm in town. Let's go have coffee. Let's go to the coffee shop and let's go hang out and catch up on old times. Oh, really? You got a brand new dog? Oh, wow. Oh, my God, you got a brand new job. Knowing his dick hard than a motherfucker. And y'all think I'm crazy. Y'all probably think what the fuck I'm saying is crazy. I'll be goddamn. The fuck? Why the fuck would I have? Why would I come in town and hang out with you just to fucking hang out? Or I want you to meet my boyfriend. What? Little peep game. You want to keep this friendship? I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bug you. I'm just going to let you know when I'm in town, what day. You just give me a date and a time, and we're good. We will catch up while we're naked in bed. After we get done fucking, we can talk about your new dog cuddles. We can talk about your brand new job. Hey, you can even talk about your new relationship because, you know, I'm proud. I'm glad that you found that guy. That's great, because that's what? Y'all think I'm crazy? Oh, wait. You want me to talk to her at the coffee shop about all that silly shit and not fuck? No. After we get done fucking, we can sit and talk about your relationship. That's great. I'm glad. How'd y'all meet? Then I can just ask questions. Hey, really? So that's how y'all met? Oh, how long y'all been together for? Oh, that's nice. Oh, that sounds like y'all got a solid relationship. Well, do you think he's thinking about marriage? Oh, no. Huh. And then as we're putting our clothes on and everything, well, you know what? That's wonderful. Hey, come here, girl. Hey, you know what? I can't wait to see you. Give me a hug. Okay, baby. I'll see you later, man. Smack her on her ass. Man, I love you, friend. That's my friend right there. That's my friend right there. Do y'all see what I'm saying? That's my friend. While you're putting on your sock? Oh, really? You got a job? Oh, that's nice. And what does your job entail? Oh, wow. You know, that's pretty interesting. I never thought you would actually get that. That's interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, come over here and give me a hug. Give me some sugar, girl. Give me some love real quick, girl. Come here. Hey, I had a great time, man. Next time I'm in town or you in town, let me know, baby. All right, girl. I'll let you later. Smack her on the ass. Send her on the way. Gentlemen, that's your friendship. All right, let me get this question. Well, what if you want to give them permission to come over and not wait? Well, what if you give them permission to come over? Joe, let me tell you something. What kind of dumb motherfucker is going to give it? All right, let me explain something to you, Joe. All right, here's what you understand. You must control the fucking women and manage the women. You don't have a woman show up because then all the women are going to show up at the same time because the women want to be with you. So you must manage the women, dog. You don't tell no fucking woman. You know who you tell could come over unannounced? Your boys. That's the only motherfucker that could come over unannounced. Tell your boys to pop up whenever they want to pop up. Come on motherfucking over. Let's hang out. And if I'm fucking, I'll let you know. If you're coming through and you know I'm fucking, you know I ain't answering that door. You know I'm fucking. But outside of that, man, you don't let no guy. Why the fuck would you want to do some stupid shit like that by let a woman over, dog? I don't understand, man. I don't understand, man. I don't get why. Why would you do something like that, man? Men don't do that shit. No, you ain't coming over. You're going to call me. And I'm going to let you know. But listen, I'm going to tell you why it's important. See, when you're with a woman and she calls you, you're just like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I got a little bit of company. I'll talk to you later. And you say that right in front of her. And she understands that that was another woman. But I'm giving her the respect because I'm not going to talk to this one. I'll talk to you later. Because if I'm with another woman and that woman I'm with calls, I'm going to do the same thing with her. When I say I'm busy, I'm busy. Now, busy can mean I'm playing video games as well. But if I'm busy, I'm busy. And don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing because I don't ever ask you what the fuck you're doing because I'm giving you that respect because I'm not running behind your ass. If I'm busy, I'll call you back. If I tell you I have some company, leave me the fuck alone. Because if I have some company and you persist on calling me, I'm letting your fucking ass go. You got to accept where I'm at right now. These are the terms. I'm not running behind you, so don't run behind me. If I call you up and you're telling me you're on a date or something, hey, I'm cool with it. Take care. All right, just holler at me when you can. It's good. And I float the fuck off, and I expect the same out of you, man. This is how game works, man. Y'all don't sit around here and let these women dictate that crazy-ass shit, man. Let's see here. Let me see if there's any questions. Put a Q here. All right, Alan's got a question. And, yeah, if y'all got a question, put a Q in there. I'm only reading. If you got a question, put a Q in there, okay? So what I'm saying is this. Aren't you telling us what to do, though? No. Where am I telling you what to do? I'm telling you what I – wait. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you what I'm doing. But I'm telling you why you need to do something like that for yourself, because when you're a free thinker, you're going to be doing the shit anyway. If you feel that I am telling you what to do, then take your fucking ass out the goddamn room. Okay? How about that? Okay? So, where did you do you go? Okay, well, Alien, you call into the show. Because I'm saying to you, if you got a problem with what I'm saying, then take your bitch ass out the fucking room. Fuck you. How about that? All right, let me keep going. See, there's a problem with you bitch ass motherfuckers like you. Every time you're trying to do is always trying to nitpick and trying to find a chink in the armor so you can ask a dumb fucking question and not ask one fucking question for your loser fucking ass who can't get a piece of pussy. Fucking loser. Say something else again. See what the fuck I do, bitch. Okay, let me get to the next question. J-Dog says, what's the best advice? Well, no, the best advice is everything I'm telling you right now. Everything is best advice. There's not one solid advice but to get to your core. And the only way you'll get to your core is have somebody that's going to get you to the core. text message. Hi, I hope you're having a great day. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be at the tavern tonight. I'm exhausted. We never agreed to meet at the tavern tonight. So that's the question. So wait a second. Wait. She said, I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to be at the tavern. Okay. Well, hey, peep game, M-Dog, Mile Zero, peep game. She's either saying that either to get you jealous or make you see that there's another man to make you change what the fuck you're doing. So what you need to do is say, and you need, this is how you got to talk to her. 914, I'll bring you in 1 second. The way you got to talk to her is let her know, cool, you know what? I'm glad that you're exhausted. When you want a nice full body massage, let me know, because I don't want you to go to the tavern with your body all tight. I want you to be relaxed and loose. So let me know when I can rub on that body and get you right for the tavern, because I don't want you to go there exhausted. You see what I'm saying, Mile Zero? That's how you talk to him, my brother, okay? Don't let these women say that silly ass shit to you. But you can also take it another way. Hold on 1 second, 914. You can also take it another way. You can also tell that motherfucking woman, don't you ever disrespect me like that. I never told you or said I wanted to go to the tavern. If you ever do something like this again, I am done with you. Do you understand? You got two options to go with this, my brother. Two options. Let me bring in 914 real quick before we go into Joe Blow's questions. 914, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? Hope you're having a great day.
Well, my day is always great. I'm a man. So what's up?
Yeah, so I was going to put the question about the mutual breakup, and I didn't want to birdwatch and just keep putting questions
all right,
in the chat.
What's going on?
Yeah, so the question is this something that I should tell her now or once I fully process?
Wait, tell her what? What do you mean tell her what? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Oh, about the whole friends thing, because I've never ended a situation on a...
Why didn't you? Okay, okay, this is terrible. Why the fuck did you not end things? Why are you not manning up and controlling the situation, my friend?
No, it's ended now.
So it's ending now. So you need to let her know. Call her fucking ass right now on the phone, live on the air, and tell her fucking ass what you about, man. You ready to man up, or you ain't ready to do that shit?
Yeah. So what am I saying exactly?
You're gonna let her know that. Listen, look. She's asking you to be friends, right?
And eventually, because again, I'm like in a 3-hour difference, and
Let me mute this real quick because you're about to call. What I'm saying is this. This is what you're going to say to her. Yeah, absolutely. We can be friends. And I just want to let you know, when I come into town, and I don't care who you're with or what you're doing, just block off a few minutes for a few hours. We'll get a room. We'll fuck a little bit. We'll chill a little bit. And then we'll go on. That'll be the basis of our friendship. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing. Yeah, that's it. And look, she gonna feel. Listen. She gonna feel some kind of way, and you just let her know. Look, when you're ready to move our friendship along, let me know. But see, the thing is, if you don't do this now, you're gonna get into that. Come on over. Let's meet at the coffee shop. Let's talk. And I want you to meet Roger, or I want to just hang out. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense now?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah. So
right.
Tell her that I do accept the friendship, but the friendship on my terms.
No. You don't have to say my terms, because that's threatening. Not my terms.
Okay.
Look, I accept the friendship when I'm in town. Write this down. When I'm in town.
Give me 1 second.
All right, hurry, get to that. I'm gonna show you how to do this shit, because I got you, man. I got you. Yeah, Tony, that's all we take is PayPal, Tony. But PayPal takes credit cards, Tony.
Yes, may you please say what you said again?
Okay, all right. I have no problem accepting your friendship. I think you type it to be feather, but I have no problem accepting your friendship.
Okay.
Just as long as we have an agreement. When I come to town,
okay,
you find some time where we rent a room for a few hours.
Okay.
Fucking hang out. And I'm not here. I'm not going to ask. And everybody says, and write this down. I'm not going to ask you about your situation. Your situation is none of my business. I'm just letting you know our friendship is going to be when I'm in town, I'll call you. And you just set up the hotel. That's it. When I'm in town, I'll call you and you set up the room. And if she says I can't do that, and if she says I can't do that, hey, just say, hey, listen, whenever you change my mind, let me know. That's a candle in the window. Whenever you change your mind, let me know. What's up?
Last thing you said was, so we could fucking hang out. I will never ask you about your situation.
Yeah, I'll never ask you about your situation. Right, yes, yes. I never ask you about your situation because that's none of my business. But that's the terms of our friendship. Because y'all, well, y'all go wrong, man. Y'all just hang out with these fucking, why would you do that to yourself and hang out with someone you already fucked? Just to fucking hang out and talk about a bunch of nothing.
Again, that's why I wanted to call. Only reason I did that because I've never been in a situation like where ended without some bad terms.
Listen, she might take it the wrong way, but listen, you stand tall and you let her know. Look, when you change your mind, let me know. She might even get offended by that shit, but you know what? See, the reason why she's going to get offended probably because she never heard a motherfucker tell her what's up. She's thinking, you know what she's thinking you're going to do? Well, sure, absolutely. Let's be friends. Let's just hang out at the coffee shop and talk about a bunch of nothing, knowing I want to fuck you. But yet I'm going to sit and smile at all that stupid shit you want to... Nah, man, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So listen, what I want you to do is call her. Now, if she doesn't answer, wait for the numbers to go through, click over, and leave it on her answer machine. Okay?
Okay. And then if she says no, you say...
Yeah, just say, hey, when you change your mind, hey, if you ever change your mind, let me know. Yeah, if you ever change your mind, let me know. Other than that, take care. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Because all I'm offering you right now is a dick. That's part of the friendship, the dick. You get to, look, I'm going to come in town. You set up the room. We fuck. We chill. And we break camp. And you go back to your life. I go back to my life. It's a wonderful friendship. It's the best friendship to have in the world, man. All right? So let her know. Just read your script that you got. Let her know. And if you get the answer machine, just wait till if the answer machine pops up, wait till the numbers come on, right? And then say what you got to say on the answer machine and just hang it up, okay?
Okay.
Wait, what? What?
I don't want to sound like I'm reading off a script.
Motherfucker, so, just say what you wrote down. If you're not, just say what you wrote down, dude. Dude, just all right. Read what the fuck you wrote down. That's all. Don't complicate this. That's why he told me to tell you what to write. Read that shit. It's simple. It's all simple. Right, just talking. Read it. And gentlemen, I'm telling y'all, this is not mean. I don't want. Hey, there's nothing mean about what he's about to do. This is how y'all should be doing shit. Hold on, guys. I got your questions lined up. Yeah, go ahead, call. I'm just lining up all the questions.
Yeah, I'm.
Guys,
you
got questions? I got questions.
I'm reading it right now. I'm calling in like 5 seconds.
All right, go ahead. Click over. Let us hear this shit and relax. Hey, dog. Right, dog. Dog. Hey, no.
Yeah.
Don't stress on this. Relax. This is your chance to man up and leave with some dignity. Because if you don't do this, you're gonna end up that guy just hanging out with her, dog. You don't want that shit, man. You in town and shit, and she's like, oh. Long time. Let's go catch up. No, not catch up the fuck. Catch up the talking shit. Fuck that.
All right, I'm gonna call right now.
All right, go do it, dog. We be quiet. You got 20 seconds. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. 9, 8.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
I just want to, like, say a quick thing from our last conversation. You got time to listen quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember when we both agreed to be friends after we both, like, processed our, like, emotions?
emotions, all that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I just wanted to tell you, like, I have no problem to, like, be your friend or accept your friendship. But, like, just as long as we have an agreement that when I come to town or, like, we both cross paths and we find some time to, like, meet up or, like, rent a room or something. And honestly, just we could fucking hang out. Like, when we do, I'll never ask you about your situation or what or who you're dealing with because that's none of my business. But I just want to be honest with you and let you know that if we reach to this friendship, that it will be like that.
Wait. Say that one more time.
So, I have no problem accepting your friendship. Just as long as we have agreement that when I come to town, like Maryland, Ohio, or we ever cross paths, we find some time to, like, meet up somewhere or rent a room or something, and we fuck and we hang out. I will never ask you who you're messing with or what you're dealing with, because that's none of my business. But if that's not something you're down for, you just let me know when you change your mind, and you got my number.
So you're telling me that when you, if we cross paths, like, that's all you want to do is just fucking hang out.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, and we'll hang out. We can talk after we're done fucking. But yes, that's the friendship that will be once we both process our emotions of each other.
Noah?
Yes.
Noah?
Yes.
How, I'm just trying to, like, how is that a friendship, though?
It's an honest one, friend. Honest one, Hanukkah, because as you know, I'm sexually attracted to you. We've had many occasions together. I'm not going to put on a face, pretend just to be your friend until I'd be willing for you at some point. We try this again, but as you know, I'm sexually attracted to you, and I'm not going to hide that. So I just want to let you know from the get-go. As you know, since our relationship, I've always been 100 with you. I want to keep that straight with you.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so, again, I know we're both dealing with our emotions right now, but you have my number if anything comes up. Yeah.
Okay.
You good? It sounds good?
Yeah. Let me just, yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Hope you're well.
Yeah, hope you're well too. You okay?
Yes, I'm doing great. I've been going to the golf course every day. Not every day, but I'm going once a week. Getting my game up there. So yeah, next time we link up, you have some mean competition. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you're getting on the golf course.
Yeah, but after you, we'll link up soon. We'll talk soon. So, yeah, it was nice speaking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have a great rest of your day, all right?
All right, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, he's going to come back. Who's the fucking man? Who's the fucking man? See, y'all thought she was going to be all mad and out in her fucking, how could you say? What'd she say? Wait till we come back. He did a great job. But y'all see what game is about? Do y'all see that shit? Y'all, this is what I keep telling y'all. Hold on, let me bring this cool-ass motherfucker in. Hold on, 276. Hey, brother, good job.
Yeah, you different, bro. Appreciate it.
Dog, do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about? When you keep it a buck and you let her know what the deal is, she might not like the taste of it, but what did she say? Okay. Did she not say okay?
Yes, she did.
She did say okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, did you
appreciate
name the pussy? Wait, hold on. I got you. Wait, did you name the pussy? Did you name her pussy?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's
Lola.
The pussy name? Okay. Lola. Hey. Now we're going to have some fucking fun. Call her back. and say, I got a message for Lola. And you'll say, what's up, sexy? I miss kissing your lips. But you know what? I just want to make a deal with you that when I'm in town, I'm going to call. I want you to come over and clean your... You see what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? I'll come back to this. I have to go, but I'll do that right now.
I know you got
to
go. Do this real quick. I'm telling you, this connects. Trust me. Real quick.
All right, one second.
Do this real quick. Real quick, call her and say, this ain't for you. I'm calling to talk to Lola. Just tell Lola when I'm in town that I'm missing those lips of hers, and I promise her we gonna tee it off in the bedroom. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm gonna call her again and say, I'm calling you, but I'm calling to speak to Lola.
I'm not calling to speak to you. I want to talk to Lola. Because I want to let my girl know I'm still thinking about my girl, and I miss those lips, girl. Hey, Lola, when I'm in town, just know we're going to meet again, baby. You see that?
All right. Yeah, I'll call right now.
All right, do that real quick. Just real quick. And then say, then let her go. But watch this shit. Watch. She's going to giggle. Do that shit. Real quick. 276, I got you next. Gentlemen.
Ting system. 808. 3, 4, 7. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, what's up, Annika? I'm giving you a call, but this message is for Lola. Lola, baby, I've been thinking about you since we last talked or last had my long time with you. But I want to let you know I'll make a deal with you the next time I see you, next time we link up. We're going to have some real fun, and I'm going to take good care of you if Daddy misses you. But yeah, that's it. Talk to you soon, baby. Bye.
See that, guys? this is what's so great. 276, I'll bring you 1 second. This is so great about being a man. This was so great about being a man. Because not only did he tell her he gonna come and fuck when he wants to fuck, but then he called the pussy and left her a message. That's what we do, man. We don't take this shit seriously. We have fun. Hold on, let me bring in 914-276. Again, 1 second. Good. Hey, 914, I know you got to leave. But what I'm saying is 914, what you're doing is you being smooth with it. See, she's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, but you're still being smooth because now you ain't calling her. You leaving her pussy a message.
Bucks.
How many motherfuckers have ever left their pussy a message?
Never. I appreciate that.
Never.
I didn't want to be no pussy and not call.
No. You did it. Hey, young man, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. I am proud of you. You just followed the playbook. And I know it was kind of nervous, and I know you thought something bad would happen, but see what happened when you follow me? What did she say? Mm-hmm. She said, okay. She's cool with you coming in town. She's cool with you fucking. And regardless of the situation, she's down with it. And then you were kind enough to call her pussy and leave her a message, dog. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Thank you, Steve. But, yeah, as always, thank you. I got to go, but appreciate the help.
All right, go.
Always.
Hey, man. Hey, good job, brother. Great job. I'm proud of you, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Our YouTube mother, I'm proud. See, guys, before I bring in 276, guys, just got to keep telling y'all, man, you're allowed to set the terms of what the fuck you want with a woman and not worry about her terms. Let me bring in 276 before I continue. 276, how can I help you, sir?
Why you
276 going once, 276 going twice. All right, call back, 276. I hear some giggling. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyway. Let me show y'all guys. Hold on, Kevin, thank you for the super chat. I appreciate that. I'm getting all the questions collected right now. We'll go over the questions. But what I am saying to you guys out there, this is how it is. I know it was weird for him at first because he didn't think that he was allowed to set the terms and the deal of the fucking. Just because she wants to be friends, you can be friends with her on your terms. You don't have to be friends on her terms. And your terms is simply this. My terms is when I come into town, you just get a room, we'll fuck for a few hours, and you go back to your life. And while we're getting dressed and we're laying in the bed naked, we could talk about your relationship. We could talk about if you're engaged to the guy. We can talk about how things are going with the guy. And, hey, I'm going to be your greatest cheerleader. I'm gonna get the pom-poms out and say, you know what? That's a great guy. And I hope things work out for you. So I'll see you later. But, girl, come here and give me a kiss real quick. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all think I'm fucking playing with y'all, man. Y'all have to be arrogant enough to set these motherfucking standards and stop worrying about what women are going to think, man. Let me get some of these questions real quick. Joe asked a question. When you're dealing with multiple women, is it important to let them know that they're just casual stuff up front? Do you want them? No, you let – dog, come on, Joe. I'm not going to answer this shit, dude. Why are you asking me to say – hold on, let me get you this call in. 276, what's your question, man?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Question.
Okay, first off, turn me off in the background. Wait, turn me off in the background and speak up a little bit because I cannot hear you. What is your question, sir? Okay. Yep. You got your bitch right next to you laughing, right next to you. Ain't that a shame? This motherfucker got his bitch on the phone telling him what the fuck to do. Y'all see how soft he is? He got his bitch next to him. Jesus Christ, dog. You got to have some nuts, man. Jesus Christ. Anyway, how do you treat a woman that comes back after leaving? Well, Mike J., how do you treat her? You treat her like a second-class citizen, man. She is allowed to leave, but when she comes back, it's just like wrestling. When you come back, you got to get back at the end of the line. You don't get to come right back in. Even though I'm going to treat you well, like everything, nothing's wrong, when it comes to my time, you got to fall back. You chose to leave. I accepted that. I knew you were coming back. And because you're coming back, you get to go. You got to fall back. You're at the end of the line. You're at the end of the line. DM says, how do I develop sensual confidence? I seem to have a good grip on my... No, see, that's why you'll never get it. You'll never be a man. You'll never be a man, and I will tell you why. Because some stupid motherfucker you believe because you were gullible, naive, and disillusioned. Because your money doesn't make you a man. Your physique doesn't make you a fucking man. You're doing what you're doing wrong is everything. Because you think your money makes you what the fuck you are. Are you fucking serious? You'll never be a man. You'll never be a man, brother. You're food. I seem to have a good grip on money in my physique. So fucking what? You got muscles and you got a little bit of money. So what? Of course you haven't got laid. Who wants to fuck a guy that cannot make a woman's pussy wet? Is he serious? Come on, man. You got to be kidding me with this shit. Dude, you need some coaching. You need to wake the fuck up and stop thinking that your money and your body is good enough. Because as you see, your body ain't shit to these women. They ain't trying to fuck with you. What a shame. Let me see if I'm missing any other questions. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I'm missing any questions. I think I got all the questions. We'll continue with the show. But when I'm... Guys, hold on. Let's have a little fun. Y'all want to have some fun? Let's have a little bit of fun real quick. Fuck that. Let's have some fun. Hold on, guys. Let's have a little bit of fun. Watch this shit. That motherfucker that called was joking around. I'm going to call that motherfucker right back. Hold on. Let's make some fun. Hold on. Watch this shit. Call this motherfucker back. Calling that motherfucker that was joking around. Calling him ass back. Watch this. Come on. Pick up your phone, bro. Come on. Come dance machine. One more time.
Hello?
Yeah, what? Hey, baby girl, why you got that punk-ass guy trying to talk for you, girl? Why are you with that loser? You're not even sucking the guy's dick. Why would you have him call the show? You know he ain't fucking the guy. He's trying to impress you to get some pussy. Calling me up, he think he gonna get your pussy. You understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I know. So what I'm saying is stop fucking. Listen. He's trying to impress you. You want me to tell you why? Because he don't know how to eat pussy. He doesn't know how to fuck, and he thinks that calling the show is going to impress you because he thinks that's the way to get the booty cheeks.
Oh, really? I ain't know.
Well, I'm telling you. I'm letting you know now. You know how I could tell? You know how I could tell he don't know what he's doing? He hasn't even named the pussy yet. Did he get the ass yet? He haven't even got the ass yet, did he?
Nah, not even that.
Not even that. Hey, not even that, right? Not even that. And wait. Right. Does he call you and ask you how you're doing?
Never.
What does he do? What does he do all day?
Just sit on his ass, wait for me to pay rent.
Well, then, my God, you need some side dick. Don't be paying that motherfucker's rent. Kick that goddamn motherfucker out. See, here's the problem. You need somebody that's going to push your knees to your shoulders. You don't need a guy like that in your life. He's only going to bring you down. He's a loser. You know he's a loser. And you know the great part about it? You wish you had a man on the phone like this talking his yak to you because you know he don't talk to you this way. He know he don't ask you how you're doing, sexy. He doesn't even rub your back, does he? Does he?
No, he just sit on his ass all day.
What a fucking shame. And he don't even rub you in the shower? He don't even do that, girl?
Not even that.
What a shame. How old is that loser? How old is that loser? Oh, man, girl, look, listen. Aren't you sick of the three-minute guy? Aren't you sick of the guy that's lazy, ain't doing shit? Don't you want better for yourself? Do you actually want a guy like that? Well, that's what I'm saying. Listen, so what I suggest you do, hey, listen, keep him around for security reasons, right? And then what you got to do is go find a man like me that's going to push your knees to your shoulders, fuck the shit out of you, make you come, and make you feel like a woman. Don't you want to feel that way?
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't it suck when you just see that lump of nothing who can't do anything? He had probably even need to, he ain't even named the pussy, did he? He ain't even named the pussy, did he?
No.
Oh, my God.
He'd just be sitting on his ass all day.
All day sitting on this motherfucking ass, ain't doing a goddamn thing. And that's why you ain't trying to fuck, because he's lazy as fuck, huh?
Hell yeah.
Baby girl, I'm
no
so...
No job, no nothing.
Yeah, baby girl, I'm so sorry. I wish you could just rub the magic dick lamp and find a man to tear that pussy up, because that pussy needs to be taken care of. It should be laying the waste over there with that loser. What a shame.
I know.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad. You know, you deserve better, baby girl. That's all I just wanted to say to you, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, look, baby girl, stand up, okay? Hey, listen. Look, can I give you an assignment to do maybe? Have you taken a shower yet tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you an assignment to do tomorrow? Just one. Can you do something for old Deanie boy? Can you just do something for me tomorrow? Just something. It's a fun exercise. What I want you to do tomorrow when you take a shower, I want you to turn out the lights. Okay. All right. Because, you know, if a motherfucker like me was over there, that's what I would do, because I'd be taking off your clothes in the night and shit. And you have no idea where my lips and my tongue going to go. But what's your favorite music that you like to listen to put you in the mood? What kind of music you like to listen to?
Slow music.
Oh, wait, what is that now?
Slow music.
Okay, what I want you to do is play some slow music. And I want you to have the lights out. And if you want to get a candle, put that in the shower. And then when you rub on your body, let that towel, use a towel or a loofah. We use that little spongy thing or a towel. What do you use?
Uh-huh.
Which one? Do you use a towel or that little spongy thing? What do you use?
The spongy.
Okay, well, I want you to let that spongy thing be lips and tongue. And I want you to move the lips and tongue all over your body. Just do this tomorrow, okay? So you can get an idea what it's like being with a real man in your crib, okay? Can you do that for me, baby girl?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm so sorry. I wish.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But, hey, if you ever need anything, you just call back into the show. We got you covered. Okay, baby girl?
Okay.
Now, you got
Thank
me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
But you're going to do that tomorrow night, right? You got me tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
All right, baby girl. Take care of that shit, okay, for me? Take care of that, all right?
Okay.
All right, sexy. All right. All right, baby. All right. Come on, man. Y'all can't. Come on, dog. Y'all think I'm playing around? Y'all think I'm playing in this motherfucker, dog? Come on, man. Y'all, I told you, man. Y'all don't understand game, man. I'm showing y'all, man. This is game right here, man. Dog, let me show y'all how this works. I already had her at hello. All I had to do was say, hey, go ahead and write my number down, baby girl. Give me a call you want. Give me a call, and I'll take care of you on the back end when you're playing with your pussy. You know what she would say? Okay. You want to know why? Because that loser over there ain't doing it. He too busy joking the fuck around. But see that? I just want to show you. See that? You got to be able to move, dog, okay? You got to be able to move. You got to be able to be confident and spit that yickety-yak. He says, like medicine to my soul. But do y'all see what I'm doing? I'm just telling her to do something. Guys, this is the fun that you guys should have with women. You should be laid back. Have fun. Yeah, that prank, see, he don't even know. He set himself up for a downfall. The girl answered the phone and shit. Already told me a story. I already know exactly what to do, and she's going to do exactly what's instructed tomorrow because she's wondering what it's like. Guys, it's the Man Mindset. This is your boy, the Dean. Class is in motherfucking session. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. We're chopping it up with you guys, but I just want, hey, guys, I'm just showing y'all, man, look. Y'all don't understand the power of the game, dog. Do you know these women out here are hungry and thirsty for a real man to talk to them this way? I wasn't rude. I wasn't mean. I wasn't disrespectful to her. I was just spitting a little bit of yickety yak on her, and I could have had her on and all that. She was ready to talk. She was open. But let's get back to what we're saying. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all got the number. If you guys have a question, put a Q. We got y'all covered. But let me finish. Shout out to the 107 likes. I appreciate you guys. But I'm just showing y'all, man, we had two knockouts today, guys. I don't have to cut this up. We had two knockout situations. We had one situation where a guy told the chick finally that, you know, I'm just coming through to fuck. And then we had this situation where the guy was joking around. I called that motherfucker back, talked to his woman, got him to do some shit. So we had to cut these two pieces up and put that out. I'm going to put this shit out to show y'all. This is what game is, man. This is receipt. Anybody want to see receipt? Y'all just see receipts right there, dog. This is what we do as men. This is what we do. We get selfies and pictures and all that good shit. This is the beautiful life of being a man. Okay, here we go. Jay asked a question. He says, that's what you do. That's not who you are. It's something you said a few streams ago. I was wondering what the difference is. Well, see, here's the thing about what you do versus who you are. Anything outside of yourself is what you do, and that's the problem. Most of you guys live in a world of what we do. You don't live in a world of who I am. You see what I'm saying? See, going back to what I was saying to you guys as far as the who I am versus what you do is that when you are all about yourself, about who I am, right? When you're about yourself, what happens is you make a commitment. But the first commitment one must make to be about himself is by making the commitment to break your old commitments, gentlemen. Making the commitment to break your old commitments. See, what you have got to do is you have got to send a message to your mind to let him and all those that are holding you back, fear, anxiety, all those guys that's holding you back, you have got to send them a message, okay? You got to send them a message and let them know that I am making a commitment to myself. And not only make the commitment, but follow through the commitment to yourself. Because, listen, the only way you can win is to understand that the world does not condition your mindset, gentlemen. You condition your mindset. So that means the next time you actually commit to something versus that ball dropping in the air, what happens is the reason why your mind doesn't follow through because it knows you're full of shit. The mind wants to work with you, but it is being taught to work against you because you're lying to yourself when you make false commitments for yourself. And the false commitment, listen, it's not just making it to yourself. It's when you make the commitment about pussy. When you commit to pussy, you are fucking failed. Your mind's not going to help you with that shit. If your commitment is to a piece of ass, then your mind is going to react and stop you having any kind of commitments because you're more doing harm and danger to yourself. And just like I was saying with the woman's mind that blocks out you suckers that want to fuck, your mind does the same thing. Because what's going to happen is your mind is then going to trick you to fuck you over by doing this. See, a lot of you guys think that you can cheat and trick the game. But let me show you how the game fucks you over. See, you try to tell yourself, well, I want to be a man because I want to be a man. But really, I want to be a man because I want to get some pussy. I want to get some women. Who knows you better than your fucking mind does? And isn't it odd every time you try to learn yourself, you get short-term pleasures and you're always looking for instant gratification? And those temptations that you have, gentlemen, will immediately sidetrack you from doing anything you want to do. This is why you motherfuckers are in the 6 month and the 8 day, the year of our Lord, 2022, and you're the exact same motherfucker and why you're not growing. Why you're not growing? You want to know why? Because you're actually trying to fuck yourself over by lying to yourself. Because your worship of women is greater than the worship of self, and your mind is not going to help you sabotage itself. So it's going to find a way to cut you the fuck off by showing you short-term pleasures and instant gratification. And that's the fuck over. Why do you think you always want to bring her over and you can't bring her over? Because it's going to fuck you up. Because what it's going to do is it's going to sidetrack you from the game because you are not worthy of information. Because once it sidetracks you, guess what it sidetracks you with? Excuses. She's so pretty. Oh, my God. What do I need to say? What do I need to do? Then all of a sudden, you're distracted by everything. And yet, the guy that made that fucking lie when that ball was dropping is the same guy that's going to shift the track to something else, and you're going to derail yourself and go straight to the pathway of theater number one. You can't fuck over the game. But in that, let me show y'all something. I'm going to keep the women around on this shit. The women need to be educated on this shit because they don't even realize that they're actually doing the shit that I just said. They just showing up. But in showing up, isn't it odd how when you see her, you become sidetracked? When you see her, you have instant gratification because you want to bring her to your crib? No, wait a second. Let me stop. Wait, we ain't doing that bullshit here. No, hold on. Time out. Time out. Time out. We are not doing that here. You are allowed to jerk off. You are allowed to masturbate. That all that shit you saying right there is bullshit. You are allowed, because guess, hey, they're masturbating and they're in control of you. So what, you think you not masturbating is not going to have you? Again, this is where they fucking you guys up. you're allowed to jerk off. You better get that nut off. You can't get that pussy. You better jerk that dick off and get that nut so you can relax your fucking ass and stop building up all that fucking pressure. Better release that nut. Better do that shit. So don't be going around telling these motherfuckers that bullshit. I gotta correct you sometimes. I'll let y'all talk, but I don't want y'all to take that fucking infrastructure, not in this motherfucker. But like I was saying before, see, what women don't even realize, they have the tools, because remember, they're playing chess to your checkers. So these women know how to distract. See, listen, they know you want to fuck, and they know you want instant gratification, but how do they sidetrack you? I'm hungry. Can I have some dinner? Oh, can we hang out? Oh, can you come over to be a shoulder to cry on? And what they know how to do is distract you from your efforts to derail you as well. And this is why women are just as cold. This is how women are just as cold, gentlemen, because they have game. Y'all motherfuckers, don't be listening to motherfuckers. Don't be talking about, you better jerk your ass off. Let me see here. Let me get to this one right here. I'm having trouble understanding the deeper meaning of your preaches and knowing yourself, the book of you. Well, then get some coaching, sir. Get some coaching. Get some coaching. That's your answer. Get some coaching. Next question. What would be your five steps if you were starting from zero? What's to introduce you to 2 days ago? No, I'm not going to tell you that, because let me tell you what the problem is. See, you're trying to get a cheat. Look, dude, you're getting a cheat sheet. Why would you ask for the first five steps? See, you already got the cheat sheet. You already got the cheat sheet. Don't do that. Don't do that. And D, let me say something, dog. Please, dog. Please listen. This show is a man show. We don't talk about bitch-ass shit, all right? If you want to listen to them goofy-ass guys hit around and have circle jerks and cuddle parties by telling you what to do with your dick, you're in the wrong place, because there ain't no fucking thing as semen retention, man. Wake the fuck up. There's no such thing as it. Allow me to educate your ignorant ass real quick, because I care. Allow me to introduce you. Hold on, let me pull this shit up so I can educate. It's so sad that y'all guys listen to guys that tell you guys not to jerk off, and you don't even know what that shit means. Hold on a second. Let me show you something. And this is why you motherfuckers lose, because you guys want to listen to other wimpy motherfuckers telling you what to do with your dick. But let me show you something, sir. Allow me to educate you real quick so you will never bring up semen retention in your fucking life again, and you will never listen to a motherfucker that says anything about semen retention again. So allow me to help you out, sir. Let me show you something. Hold on. Let me pull it up right now. I'm going to help the guy out for a second, because I don't want him to be astray. I don't want y'all to eat him up and spit him out. So let me help him out, because he doesn't understand about that semen retention bullshit. Hold on. All right, let me help you out here, brother. Let me show you. This is your leader. See this winner right here? This is your fucking leader. And let me tell you why he's your leader. Because in June of 2011, this motherfucker, a Pittsburgh web developer who wasn't fucking, went on and read a thread on this thing called Reddit about a 2003 Chinese study. Can you guys wake the fuck up and stop blindly following people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about? Can you guys look at who you – all you guys are following this winner right here. Little boy, isn't he a ladies' man? Boy, he's a ladies' man, boy, boy. And you suckers are not jerking off because this dumb motherfucker read a study in 2011 from 2003. And then you wonder why women laugh at you motherfuckers. Y'all got to stop this shit. Please stop this stupid shit. Please stop this stupid shit. And for all y'all guys that want to bring up Mike Tyson, guys, you understand boxers are not supposed to really fuck before matches and shit. You're not a fucking boxer. So don't use Mike Tyson as a goddamn catalyst for this shit. Please stop. Please stop. You're not a boxer. Please stop. Please. You motherfuckers ain't boxers, so please stop this stupid shit. This is why women laugh at you guys, because you guys will come up with anything except do what you need to do to get some pussy. You want to run away from pussy because some motherfucker told you that stupid shit. It doesn't matter what Mike Tyson said. It matters what you do, man. Oh, my God. Y'all are sad, man. Anyway, let me continue what I'm saying. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. If y'all have a question, please let me know. We got you covered, but we are breaking down what I'm telling you guys, that this is how women get you guys, okay? Because, see, here's the thing that the mind fucks you over, especially when you're thirsty. Hold on.
But I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically. Should I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call?
Hold on.
Thank you, Governor.
Hey, look, motherfucker, I'm on the show, and I'm going to beat your ass in wrestling tonight, motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm doing my show, bitch. So when I'm done, I'll beat your ass.
Fuck you up in that ass.
All right, motherfucker, you ain't going to do a goddamn thing. Get your fucking ass off. Let me finish my show.
What?
Anyway, I'm sorry. As I was saying to y'all guys out here, the thing is that let me show you how y'all guys are fucking yourselves over, okay? See, the thing is that you guys are in a vicious cycle of looking for every excuse not to talk to women. You're looking for every excuse to blame women. And you're looking at every excuse to be a victim to women. And all you're doing is a vicious cycle of committing to being an emotional bitch. And then when you actually try to learn game, why doesn't it work? Because everything is foggy, because you don't even know what the fuck you want to do. You don't even know what the fuck you want to achieve. You don't even know what the desired outcome is. And you have to have no fucking idea what you're getting yourself into when you get around a woman. And that's why you get fucking frustrated, because you're looking at fake and false resources to try to acquire pussy. Here's so funny. You actually want women. But you think by not jerking off, that's going to get you women? You actually want women. You think by having money, clothes, and status is going to get you pussy? You guys want women, and yet you talk so bad about women. You dog out women. You say women are for the streets. But here's the question. If these fucking women are for the streets, then why ain't they fucking you? If these women are so slutty, why aren't you getting any pussy? But see, nobody wants to question that shit. But see, that's what we do over here. And this is why these women walk all over you motherfuckers. Because all you are is just a woman and a man outfit. And y'all think women really want to respect y'all. Stop that shit. You cannot serve two fucking masters. You want to serve a red pill cult, but yet you want to be a real motherfucking man. The fuck is that about? You want to serve words and phrases and shit that have nothing. Guys, please understand this. Please understand this. You're not talking to women. Women don't give a fuck about what you think. Call them all the sluts you want to call them and all that shit you want to say. They don't give a fuck about you like that. Let me bring in this call. 614, what's going on, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up? All right. Hello. Going once. Going twice.
Hello, Steve.
Yes. How can I help you, sir? Hello, I cannot hear you. I guess you're overseas. What's up? I can't hear you.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can kind of hear you now. What's up? How can I help you? Let me turn down the music and shit. What's going on?
Yeah.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, you said that women will walk all over you if you're weak and shit. But
yes, sir.
I reckon that applies to everyone, man. That applies
What's
to
that?
Everyone, every human being.
Well, you're food, everybody walks over you. Yes, that's true. Everybody walks over you. I'm sorry?
Man, that's everybody. Everybody will take advantage of you if you're weak.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I'm sorry? Oh, you said that's all? Oh, okay. I appreciate that, okay? That's cool. Tyson Lane, I didn't see your question. Tyson, just put a Q and put your question up. Okay, thank you, caller. I appreciate it. I appreciate the call, sir. Tyson Lane, put a Q and we'll answer your question, please. I don't see your question, but just put a Q. See right here? See that? This question is going to get answered because he put a Q there. So if you put a Q there, that tells me you're talking to me. So put a Q and ask your question, please, all right? All right? Just when you get the notification, dog, you'll get that answer. So you throw the entire red... Joe. Why the fuck would I listen to a bunch of guys who ain't getting pussy that bitch about women... that use fake-ass words like they mean something. Why the fuck would... Look, if I... Hey, Joe, if I gave you something to drink, and this is a little bit of poison, I put a little bit of poison, this is cyanide poison, and I poured this into your water, would you drink it? I mean, Joe, it's just a little bit, Joe. It's just a little bit of poison, Joe. What is a little drop of cyanide poison going to do in your water, Joe? Are you fucking serious? Y'all guys don't understand. Y'all are the reason why y'all lose because y'all follow losers. And women love for you to follow losers because they eat you up. I texted a girl to put my name in her phone. Her phone with some bitch-ass emojis. She didn't respond. I told her I was going to call her Thursday before that. Wait a second. This is your fucking question? You texted your name in her phone, and she didn't respond. Why would a woman respond to a woman whose pussy is tighter than hers? You actually put emojis in a woman's phone? What? Dude, I think you know the answer to your question. I'm not even going to tell your answer. You know you need to charge that shit because she sees you like a weak bitch. I can approach girls. No, stop laughing. You're lying. Stop lying. You cannot approach a woman in public. You are the common denominator by how you approach anything. Stop lying. The first thing you got to do is stop lying to yourself. You can't talk to women because you're scared of women. What do you mean? Buck, if you think I'm doing them so cold, get your fucking ass out of the room, dog. This ain't no bitch-ass class, man. If you got one warning, if you say some shit like that again, I'm kicking you the fuck out because I don't want to hear your bitch-ass talking. Fuck you. Next question. Let's have an apprenticeship. I want to suck everything you teach. I'm standing. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Anyway, let me continue. Y'all just guys are just saying shit, guys. Guys, you got 19 minutes to call into the show. Lines are open. We got y'all covered. Let me continue to say what I'm saying. See, gentlemen, what's so beautiful about the game that you will learn when you get with a real one is that see, the real ones, here's what I'm saying about serving two masters. You can't serve a master that's doing everything he can to declaw you and defang you when you have another master that's trying to put claws and fangs on you. You cannot serve two fucking masters. It does not work that way. Because real men don't bitch about women. Real men don't judge women. Real men don't judge themselves. And real men don't even talk about what the fuck happened with another man, because a real man doesn't give a fuck. You cannot serve two masters. See, the real one is going to force you to sacrifice, where the other one is going to make everything cuddly for you. Jay, Jamar, what do you, let me see, Mr. Jamar has a question. Jamar, let me answer your question, Jamar. How do you handle an older woman that says she's, that says she's in love with you? You already hang and went there, but she sent me I love you text, and I don't know, wait. How do you handle an older woman who says she's in love with you? We already hang in where they're, wait, hang in, wait, we already hang in went there. Wait, can somebody explain this shit? I can't read. Guys, y'all got to learn how to write proper fucking sentences here. What the fuck are you saying? What the fuck are you saying? What are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I understand something about love, but you got to ask that question again, dog. Write a proper sentence. Ask the question, and I'll be happy to answer the question, okay? Okay? Write a proper sentence and do that, okay? All right? Let's see here. Yeah, I don't understand, but I understand she's saying she loves you, but I don't understand why you give a fuck. 609, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, good evening, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about what you just said about a few minutes ago. You said that a real man doesn't judge himself.
No, he doesn't.
What exactly do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Okay. I'm not good enough. I'm too short. I'm too poor. I got a small dick. I live in a small apartment. I don't have the nice car. I don't have the nice clothes. She wouldn't like a guy like me. I'm not good enough. That's judging yourself, sir.
Okay. So what about, that makes sense. So what about, let's say, more intense situation, like let's say you lose like your grandma or like a close loved one, that can be like a time when you're a bit more.
Wait, your grandma? What about your grandma? I don't understand. What do you mean?
When someone goes through a loss, they can kind of like, that's not an easy point. So it's not.
Listen. All right. If you lose your grandmother, go ahead and mourn your grandmother. But what does that have to do about judging yourself? I don't understand. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying it can get like really hard, because like when you judge yourself, hard.
What can get hard? What can get hard?
We're just dealing with loss.
No, it can get hard. Okay, it can get hard to you.
Right.
Mourn the way you mourn, but don't sit in here and say, I got to mourn like you. I'm not going to mourn like you. I'll mourn for a day and I'm going to move the fuck on, dog. That's what we do, dog. We don't look back. We appreciate them for what they've done, but why the fuck am I going to sit there and cry and be all sad and shit? What the fuck is crying and sad? What is me crying or being sad going to help? Is that going to bring that motherfuckers back? Is it going to bring them
That's
back?
True.
So
no.
What is that going to do? Conjure up spirits to bring the jump in their body and them come out of the ground and shit? What the fuck does mourning do for you? What does it do for
no,
you?
No, right. Okay.
And like if you watch the Tudors back in the day as a king, you must stand tall while others are weak. If you're going
right.
to mourn, you mourn privately. You do not mourn around other people.
Okay, understood. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. But you still take time for yourself to just get it out the way, right?
Well, what are you getting out? I don't understand. What is it that you're getting out of the way? Like, I can see if your dog died, but what, because your grandmother died?
Well, that was just an example. Well, yeah, my actually did, so I was
Well,
closer,
I'm sorry
but,
for you. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a dick about that. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm saying that if you want to mourn your grandmother, but you better wipe your fucking tears, put your fucking head up when you walk out that door.
Okay. You're not supposed to. Okay, that makes sense.
The women, look, are supposed to cry. Hug your mother because she's crying. Console your mother. Console a woman. Console any female. But you better not be sitting there. Man, don't be doing that shit. If you want to do that, listen, this is what I tell all you motherfuckers out there. Y'all want to think I'm cruel. I'm just being honest with you. If you want to cry, drive out to the middle of the countryside, pull over and cry your fucking ass out. And then when you're done, wipe your fucking tears and put your man pants on and be a fucking man. Don't show weakness in front of people. People need a rock. They don't like weakness.
That's true.
Even when you want to break down, you cannot show weakness. If you want to cry, listen, if you want to cry, go home and cry your ass off, hold a pillow, and do whatever you want to do. But after you get done, you wipe your goddamn tears and you go out that fucking door like nothing ever happened. You've got to be the rock in times when the storm comes.
Gotcha. Copy that.
Ben, listen, hold your head down. Appreciate the times you had with your grandmother. I'm not saying dismiss her. I'm saying let the women cry. Let the women keep moaning, oh, God, and all. Let them fall the fuck over and all that shit. You console them. You hug them. Be the rock. And then if you want to cry, cry in your fucking car, your house, or drive to the countryside. Never let them see you weak in a weak moment.
Yeah, okay. Understood.
Never, okay? So that's what I'm saying, my brother. I'm not saying don't listen. Appreciate your grandmother if you had a relationship with her. Please appreciate her. Celebrate her. You see what I'm saying? And see, we're so used to celebrating their death. Why can't you celebrate her life? Celebrate the moments you had with her.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Let everybody celebrate their death, because all that fucking crying ain't going to bring them back. So celebrate the times you had with her. Appreciate what she was to you, okay?
Yeah, yes. Can I ask one last follow-up question?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
So is this a good example of when, like, I think I've heard you before say that a man doesn't really need anybody else? Like, is this this is kind of like speaking
don't
to that?
I don't need shit. Let me tell you something. I don't need anybody but the motherfucker in the mirror. Women are going to come and go like the weather. I don't need them.
Right.
Now, here's the weird thing. When you don't need them, they want you that much more.
it's true.
I'm not joking.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just saying that I know this sounds crazy because the world doesn't want you to be about you. They want you to have feelings and they want you to mourn and they want you to, you know, back in the 70s, they had a song where they're like, I like to teach the world to sing and everybody's holding fucking hands in harmony. I like to fight with the world of Coke and keep them company. And they will hold hands and shit. Man, fuck all that stupid shit. The world is trying to declaw you and defang you. The world wants you to be more emotional. The world wants to give you pills because you're in your fucking feelings because you're depressed and all this other shit. What I'm trying to say is be you. I'm not saying don't be upset because you lose your parents or your grandmother. I'm saying when you get there, celebrate them. Celebrate the times when you were with your dad or with your mom or your grandmother. Let everybody else mourn. Celebrate them. Don't fucking mourn me when I'm dead.
Yeah.
Celebrate me, man.
Yeah, no,
I'm
I got
gone.
You. No.
I'm out this motherfucker. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I don't know if I'm going back to another world. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. I'm
right,
out.
Right.
I'm gone.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so and the way you get to that point where you don't need anybody else is by being dedicated to yourself.
Totally dedicated to yourself. But also one thing you celebrate with your grandmother, if it wasn't for your – see, if your grandfather was doing no fap and your grandfather was red pill, you wouldn't even be born right now, motherfucker. So you better be glad your grandfather was actually a fucking man and realized he wanted his legacy, his birthright, and his bloodline to continue. Because if he was that red pill shit right now, you would just be nothing but swimming in his nuts like this. You'll be like this up on his nuts and shit because you ain't jerking off. You'll be pushed up on his nuts. You like your face all up on the window and shit. You're like, can you fuck me?
Holy
that
shit, that's a grim
Come
thought.
Come on, man.
Celebrate
that shit, man.
Thank
God your dad ain't red pill. Thank God your grandmother was a woman enough to have your mother or your father who had you. Appreciate that shit. But celebrate. Don't look, everybody wants to mourn. Everybody wants to be in their fucking feelings. Stop being in your feelings. Be the man. Be the rock. When a woman realizes you're committed to yourself, that's what they want because they not used to a motherfucker that says, I don't need you. I don't need your pussy.
Got it.
I don't need you. You're not special to me. And in order for you to be special to me, you got to work for this dick. You got to work for my time. You see what I'm saying,
my
brother?
Yeah, yeah. No, dude, yeah, I really do. At least I'm starting to anyways.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You had some great calls. But listen, you can always call in. I got you, man. I'm not pushing your chest. Listen, here's the problem. We need more men because motherfuckers like us is dying away. So we need a motherfucker that says, you know what? Fuck that. You know what? Listen, I'm going to mourn my way. But don't expect me to cry because I'm not going to shed a tear in public. Matter of fact, if you want to cry about something, cry because your favorite field goal kicker missed that fucking field goal to the left. If you want to cry about something, cry because that motherfucker missed that three-point shot or some shit. Cry because that baseball player got struck out and hit that grand slam and won the goddamn game. But don't you goddamn cry over anything else, man.
No, I got you. Yeah, no, I got you. I appreciate that, man. And, you know, it kind of makes me think like there's no such thing as failure.
There ain't no such thing as failure. What do you fail? What do you actually fucking fail? If you go after what you want, how do you fail? You fail when you
That's
sit around and be like, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll just talk to her next week. And next week, everything's going to be perfect.
I
checked with Dolores in my fucking astrology, and it told me that I'm the scorpion, and next week, the moon of Saturn is going to line up with Jupiter, and that's going to make me see that. That's how these motherfuckers be thinking, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. Yeah. It's, damn. Yeah. That's right. Shit. I can almost hear Apollo Creed right now. There's no tomorrow.
You know who
my
hero was when I was a small, you know, my dad's a hero, but you know who else my hero was, who I love, and I'll watch this motherfucker right now. You know who it was? Ebenezer Scrooge.
No.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Right, yeah. I've heard
love that motherfucker.
Before.
I don't like the end. I don't like that goody shit at the end. But goddamn it, that motherfucker in the beginning, oh my God, I love that motherfucker. Holy shit. He gave no fucks and demanded respect. And you know what he got? Respect.
Yeah.
He ran up on
no
fucking ghosts and shit. But you know.
Yeah. Right. Steve, man, I appreciate you so much, man. I don't know how to say it, but thank you.
No, you're good, young man. Just keep asking questions, and I got you covered, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're good, guys. I'll throw you back in. Respect to you, young man. Let me get 313. I got some questions to ask as well. 313, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve,
3 minutes,
how you doing?
Four minutes left. Y'all want to call in? 4 minutes left. Yes, what's going on,
bro?
What's up?
My name's Sterling. You know, I'm calling in because I'm interested in being your apprentice. You know, I did some of the courses. I'm 100. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just, you know, I want it all, for real. You know, I'm not playing. Like, I'm really motivated. I really want to do this. I really
want
to become.
Why do you want? Tell me why you want it all. Why do you want it all? Who you want it all for? Who do you want it for?
Myself.
Why?
It ain't about nobody else. Cause you know, I got like dreams and aspirations, and I know if I'm not a man, like if I, you know, like you taught me so much, like. And I applied it. Now, you know, I see the change already. And I know you said, you know, you're always going to keep your sword. So your sword.
All the goddamn time. Hey, you saw earlier today, you saw me keep my sword sharp when I called that chick up and told her to play with her pussy tomorrow in the shower. Come on, man.
Yeah. And you know, I just want, like. I know how you're saying a lot of people be pump faking, but, you know, I promise you I'm not.
Well, no, you just, hey, don't listen. Don't talk about it. Just be about it, young man. That's all. Just ask questions to be a student, okay?
Okay, so how can I become a yours?
You just, hey, sit, get coaching. Let's start the process. Just get some coaching. We'll talk on the back end, brother.
All right, bet. So.
But listen to me. You've been listening to that red pill shit. I know you've been listening to that red pill shit, right? Let's be honest. You've been listening to a little bit of that red pill shit, right?
Lord.
Come on. It's me. Listen, I'm not judging. Just be honest with me. You listen to a little bit of that red pill
Lord,
shit, right? I want to show you something.
I've been put that down a long time ago.
I know. Okay, but no. Okay, listen. I want to show you something. Let me show you something. This is very important. This is very important that you got. Let me show you something. I want to show you why the importance of what's going on. See, I think I drew it up. When you're about that red pill shit and you leave that cult. Oh, shit. Where is that? Let me see if I got it on my paper. Because when you leave that cult, you know, something happens. And let me see if I got the paper because I drew it before. And I don't have it with me. Shit. Well, something happens because you still got to detox yourself from the rhetoric that's still in your subconscious, my friend. So we gotta get that shit out of your subconscious, brother, if that makes any sense. So it's gonna be a little bit more work. You know what I mean? It's gonna be, but it's not that you can't achieve it. It's just that before you were looking for a way out, you were hating women and things like that. And we gotta show you shit. I don't know where the fuck I put that shit. But yeah, I can't find it. But yeah, so yeah, but no, you're good. Just get back to me on the back end, okay, my brother?
Okay.
All right, pray. All right, guys, you got 42 seconds to call in. We are still answering questions, guys. Lines are opening for another 37 seconds if y'all want to call in. But let me get some of these questions real quick from some of you guys out here. Let's see here. Here we go. Then I get to man. How can I – wait. I can approach girls and have a conversation. Oh, we already talked about – he didn't even answer that fuck question. Next one is, how can I get rid of bad qualities of myself and feel – wait. I'm going to show you something, okay? Actually, don't want to get rid of your bad qualities. And let me show you something. This is deep. I'm not joking around. Look at this. Listen. See, what you don't understand is that you actually don't want to get rid of bad qualities. You are just saying you want to get rid of bad qualities. And that's why you're not doing anything, because you're committed to just talking about a bunch of frivolous ass shit versus do shit. And this is no knock on you, man. I'm saying this with love. I'm saying this with love, brother, because I appreciate the question. I think it's an awesome question. But the problem is that you're not actually committed to yourself, my brother. You're not committed to you. And what I'm saying is, in order for you to commit to something, you've got to have clarity on what it is you want. And once you have clarity on what it is you want, you should know what the steps you want to take to do whatever it is you say you want to do. You've got to take that to your marketing team and explain to yourself and sell why you want to do it to yourself, because you ain't going to do shit. Dog, this is what's wrong with y'all. This is the problem is your mind is fucking you right now. Your mind is fucking you right now. And you don't see, you don't even see the game your mind is playing on you right now. Your mind is just telling you, how can you get rid of bad qualities? Well, let me ask you a question. Oh, shit. And this ain't magic, but it's going to look like magic. Oh, wait, not this. Wait, wait. Let me find something. This is you. And what you're saying to me is, Steve, how do I pick up the camera? You see, all my life I've been trying to pick up the camera, but I just never had the confidence to pick up the camera. How do I pick up the camera, Steve? I want to know, what do I have to do to pick up the camera? Because the camera's always been there, and I want to pick it up, Steve. How can I pick up the fucking camera, Steve? And all you're doing all your life is just looking at the camera saying, how can I pick up the camera? Look at the camera. Wow. How can I pick up the camera? Wait a second. Wait, let me move the camera. Oh, shit, it's still the camera. How do I move the camera? Wait, let me try to do it again. Oh, I can move. Listen, I can move the camera, but yet I can't pick it up. I don't understand why. I don't get it. How do I pick up the camera? And this is exactly what you're saying right now. Versus not saying I need to pick up the camera and just pick the fucking camera up. This is what y'all motherfuckers kill me. Y'all confused. Your mind is fucking you prison style with no KY. You actually think you have no power over your fucking thoughts. You think that you think you cannot lift it. Wait, well, I can't lift the camera because what if the camera judges me? What if the camera gets mad at me? What if the camera spreads a rumor about me? What if camera withholds the pussy? Well, I just can't lift it. There's no way. Wait, maybe what I'll do is let me see what I'll do. Hold on. This is what I'll do. And instead, I can't get the camera. I'm going to buy another piece to add on to the camera because I don't want the camera mad at me. So I'll do something and keep buying things and building on the camera. Wait, if that doesn't work, I'm going to add another piece to the camera. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with the camera. This is what I'm not joking. I'm not joking here. Telling you. You don't ever tell yourself that you're going to lift the camera up because that's a fake goal. Ready? That's it. And guess what? Look, here's your mind. You can't lift that camera up. You ain't good enough to lift that camera up. You can't lift that camera up. I knew you could lift that camera up. I knew you had the power to lift that camera up. Yeah. I mean, come on. I knew you could lift that camera up. Yeah. Can we get to something else, right? That's what the fuck, that's how this shit works. But if you're going around telling yourself or lying to yourself saying, how can I get rid of? You can't get rid of shit. Because what is in your fucking head? You already got the problem in your head rent free. This is what I'm telling y'all, man. Nobody's going to tell you this shit because everybody wants you to fail, man. Nobody's going to keep it a buck with you in this shit. Everybody wants you to fail. Everybody doesn't want you to succeed. They want you to fuck up, young man. And what I'm saying to you and all you guys out there, this is why it is important to get your scribe and note that whatever you're identifying, what is the step that I need to take? Take the fucking step and then reassess the step. You cannot, guys, I'm telling y'all something. You cannot commit to yourself and think that you can do it in one fell swoop because you're, hey, look, I'm telling y'all one thing and one thing simply. Don't think you can defeat the mind. Don't think that you are cold enough to whip that motherfucker's ass. You are not strong enough to defeat something of such great power. You don't defeat or fight the mind. You just do what the fuck you need to do. That's how the game works. What the fuck that's what you should do. I hope y'all understand that. You cannot, y'all guys are too busy trying to defeat the mind in one fell swoop. Don't defeat the mind. Just do what the fuck you gotta do. You cannot defeat something that knows you better than you know yourself, and it's gonna do everything you can to fuck you over. That's what the mind does. And it wants to be your best fucking friend, but it is your worst goddamn enemy. That motherfucker doesn't give a fuck about you. Your mind will smile in your face and laugh in your back and realize that everything you're trying to do is just a waste of time because you're always going to go back home to your mind. And what I'm saying to you guys out here is to stop worrying about shit that you cannot control and just do what the fuck you need to do. What I'm saying to you guys is that this is why y'all don't fully commit to things. You just want to commit to things that you're merely interested in. There's no commitment because there's no passion to say, I want to change. You don't really want to change. See, here's the thing, and this is no knock on you, Mad Street, because I don't want to, I'm not pushing you out or pointing you out, sir. All right, let me take off the phone lines. I'm saying to you, sir, that what you're doing, you don't realize you're fucking yourself over by even trying to come up with an idea of how to defeat something that you cannot defeat, man. You cannot defeat the mind. You can't defeat that motherfucker. There will always be theater number one. Doesn't mean you have to go in there, but you can't defeat the mind. But you're saying you want to get rid of bad qualities, then why not just stop doing the things that you feel are bad qualities? I don't understand. This is not rocket science. This is not hard. I'm not trying to complicate this shit. You actually think that this is hard because your mind makes you think that you have a chance to get out of the prison that you're in. And your mind will allow you to walk out of your prison and you get to walk the grounds of the prison. But please understand that you will never go beyond that wall because you're also the warden that's holding your fucking self back. So you actually don't want to get rid of the bad qualities. You don't want to do it. I know it sounds cool, but you don't want to. You guys don't want to do it. You are not, none of you guys actually want to commit to yourselves. Think about this. Because the first sign of a drawback, the first sign of failure, the first sign of you getting knocked on your ass, you're going to fucking run. It doesn't matter. Okay, LBOE, you're still trying to make excuses for this shit. You create that. If you create the habit, who do you think has to break the habit? But what you're saying is he's giving the reins to his mind to try to take over it, dog. This is why the game is so hard for y'all to get over because y'all are your own worst enemies in this shit, man. You are your worst enemies. And it will not work out for you when you're thinking the way you're thinking. And I want you to win, but you can't win this way, okay? That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I want you to realize and start to appreciate yourself, okay? What is Jay saying? I'm not trying to make sense here. What are you saying? You know what? This makes a lot of sense. Just rather than thinking about what I will come. Well, what you got it. Remember, I told you your first problem where you're fucking up. Shh, your mind doesn't want you to know this. Hey, women don't even want you to know this. The first thing you have to do is commit to the, you have to commit to stop making a commitment to the shit you're committing to. The only way you're going to conquer this shit with women is stop the commitment that you're committing to when you see her. All you want to do is fuck. You see, the problem is that you're trying to, let me see if I can draw it up. Let me see. Let me show you where you go wrong. Hold on. Let me see if I can draw this shit up. Where's me marker? Where's me blocky marker? Here's a pen. I don't see my big marker. Fuck it, I go. All right, so. You're trying to commit. That's what you're trying to fix. But you have got to commit to stop doing this first in order to get to this commitment. These are layers that are holding you back from your potential, and nobody wants to tell you that shit. This is why you can't commit to shit, because you're committing to the wrong thing. You got to commit to stopping the commitments you fucking have in order to get the commitment that you want. But you are only trying to see when you're attacking the ground with missiles. But you're trying to get to the bottom of something that you haven't even fucking realized, man. Y'all have to wake up. Y'all have got to wake up, gentlemen. If y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. I got you. We've covered commitment a little bit today. Y'all got questions? I got you, man. Making a commitment to stop committing to yourself, it's at this point that you're going to understand that there are going to be obstacles in front of you. But you must commit to going through those fucking obstacles. You got to commit to burning the bridges, the fucking spaceship, the shit, whatever the fuck, whatever got you on this street to get to that commitment. You cannot look back. You cannot go back. No matter how bad you run back under your fucking bed, you cannot go back. Because if you turn around, it is actually not a commitment, man. It is actually not a commitment. And that's what I'm saying for you guys out there. If you got a question, let me know. We got you. The man of mine said, I'm the dean. Class in session. We ain't going to stay on too long, but I just want to let you know. If y'all ask any questions, I'm going to move on. But I'm just saying to y'all guys, listen, that we had a good show. We did a good time. But I just want to say for y'all guys out there that this is what it's all about. Until y'all start realizing this, y'all never going to get anywhere. All right? Always remember, gentlemen, the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. It is very important that you guys out there remember everybody in there had one thing. They thought they had tomorrow coming to them. And this is why it's important that you live every day like it is your last, because if you don't make that commitment, you are wasting away, rotting away, versus learning what you are, your potential, your value, and your worth. Always remember that. Guys, you need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. I appreciate the 146 likes. Thank you very much, guys. That was very kind of you. We really do appreciate that. If you need me, get at me. I wish y'all a very good night. We out this joint. Peace. And what would Spock say? Prosperity? Yeah. Peace. Yeah.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told ya. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, just like that, man mindset.